number five, and it's my understanding that we've achieved some sort of an agreement, which I will rely upon other parties to convey. Who would like to be recognized? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer, move to amend the resolution to strike the word lease throughout the entirety of the document and instead insert the words management agreement, and to further amend the resolution to add words after line 61, and be it further resolved that upon execution of the management agreement, the county shall issue a license to Journey House to place and keep a football field in Mitchell Park.
That sounds simple. Does our clerk have that duly recorded?
I just emailed it to the
you
clerk.
You emailed
Mr.
it
Chairman.
To the clerk. Oh, what goes on here
if that
I don't know about. Mr. Grady.
I'm sorry. I'd like to suggest a slight revision of what was just read. I believe that rather than the license being issued subsequent to the management agreement, it should be part and parcel of
that same agreement. And so, be it further resolved, clause I think should say that the something to the effect of that the agreement with Journey House shall include a license to do as it reads now.
Can you incorporate that?
I can, Mr. Chairman, if I'm given just a moment to edit.
Sure. We will take a slight pause in place. In the meantime, I'll tell you what. I'd like to hear from Charles Brown, who's with us, the last person to be heard on this item. Mr. Brown?
Yes, my name is Charles Brown. I am Director of Youth Programs at Journey House, and I'll neither take credit or blame for kind of having started this with our football program. But it's nice to see our democracy in work. So, I haven't been to many of these meetings, but it's really, really nice to see our democracy and work for us to come to a mutual agreement and solution to making this happen. And as our board member said, this is really about our kids, and it's not just recreational. It's really about the development of their character and life skills and educational and making them very good citizens, so that we have productive citizens that can pay into the tax base, can get jobs. This is what the program's about. It's not just about scoring touchdowns and winning games. So I want to thank you for just the great, we love Mitchell Park, and we're practicing there right now. We started practice yesterday for a camp. We have a free camp all this week and all next week. We had about 80 kids there yesterday. One of your staff here's son was there participating. You have another staff member here that's been a coach for us since the very, very beginning. So I just want to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to come in agreement with this partnership with the county.
Thank you.
Real quick, thank you, sir. Thank you. How young can they start?
6 years old.
6 years old? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Wait,
six.
Sorry.
No, I got
yeah.
6 years
now. I think the general sensitivity to the comments you've made and to the youth of this community has done much to forge this compromise.
Great. Thank you.
And democracy can't be a messy process, but
it works.
We'll get there. It works.
It works.
Right?
It works.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, Coach Brown, thank you for your service. It's outstanding. We need to clarify something, though. The staff person that you referred to, Mr. Martin Weddle, continues to brag about how good of a coach he is. And I thought we would ask the expert to clarify that.
Yes, I can attest to how good a coach he is. Let me just explain. In 2005, when we started the program, we had 23 6 to 8 year old boys, and that year we did not win a game. Coach Martin was head coach. We did not win a game. We did not score a touchdown until the fifth game, and we only played 6 games. We're in our eighth year. We're entering our eighth year this year. Coach Martin's team, he coaches our 9 to 11-year-old junior team. They haven't lost a game in 3.5 years. They've undefeated. In fact, last year they didn't get scored on until the championship game. That's how good a coach he is.
So, right. Deservedly, he has bragging rights.
He has serious bragging rights. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, you never see Martin more animated or more alive than when he's talking about those kids.
I have great volunteers. I have about 22 parents who volunteer their time. Some of them don't have kids in the program. Martin doesn't have a kid in the program, even though he works for Journey House, but the rest of them are all volunteers. They're very, very dedicated. I have some great coaches, but Martin is my best coach.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes. I wanted to quickly, while Coach Brown was up here, just to thank this county board again, because the county board, through the sports authority, started their cheerleading, their cheerleaders. And so Dr. Bria came to me a few years ago and said, hey, you know, we'd really like to do this. How could we do this? And being a member of the Sports Authority Board, I said, why not try the Sports Authority? Well, I argued with the Sports Authority, I think Supervisor Clark and I did, for probably close to 2 hours, that cheerleading is a sport. And, you know, the girls would hang out at the football field, of course, because girls are always where the boys are. And now they've got, I mean, just a top-of-the-line cheerleading, a cheerleading squad. And so, and they have their uniforms, and they're very, you know, and the same rules apply for the girls as do for the boys. Your grades have to be up there, and you have to have a library card, and, you know, your family, yep, your family has to be involved, and you have to do a book report. And so it's just been really wonderful. And so the cheerleaders, we have, Milwaukee County is deeply rooted in Journey House's football program. From Coach Weddle all the way up to the cheerleaders and hopefully now this football field.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, are we ready with the language?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish to withdraw my previous motion for amendment and instead make a motion for substitute amendment. To amend the resolution to strike the word lease throughout the entirety of the document and instead insert the words management agreement, and to amend the resolution to add the words after line 61, and be it further resolved that as part of the agreement, the county shall issue a license to Journey House to place and keep a football field in Mitchell Park. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any need of clarification of that motion? Do we have a motion to approve?
Yes, I would like to do that.
Supervisor Stamper moves to approve.
I do.
The motion is before us. Is there further discussion? Hearing none,
wow.
Please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
And now on the item as amended.
Supervisor.
Further discussion? None. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you all for your good contributions and patience.
Thank you.
And we will move on for those who have been patiently waiting for item number